Picking up here in the second half, Scott City with a 12-0 lead. They would take the kickoff return to the 38-yard line. Unfortunately for the Beavers, though, they would only get 7 yards through three downs. But on fourth down, a costly mistake by Russell gives Scott City an automatic first down.
It'll be Brady Wilkefer's first punt of the night. He's averaging at around 28 yards a punt this year. Jesse Whitmer will stand inside his 30-yard line. Jeffrey Nix, the long snapper here in this first minute of the second half. Scott City, though, with a 12-0 lead. Oh, neutral zone. That might be on Russell. They force Scott City into the move. I think that might be a first down for Scott City, and they did point Russell's way.
The neutral zone infraction against Russell would give Scott City an automatic first down right at midfield, and the Beavers would take advantage of it, but they'd have to work for it. They would face another third and long with the Beavers there, and it would be the wheels of Harrison King that would provide the spark to keep the drive alive.
Scott City trying to convert a third down. They're 3-7 tonight at the 47 to Russell. King will roll to his right on third down. Has all kinds of time. Will step up in the pocket. He sees an alley. Now he'll run for the first down. 40, breaks through tackle. 35, scampers left. 30 outside the numbers. He'll be out of bounds inside the 30 all the way down to the 24-yard line. A 24-yard run for the quarterback Harrison King on third down and 7.
The 24-yard scramble that time by Harrison King set up Scott City inside the Russell 25-yard line, and the Beavers would later on convert another first down, but they would be faced with another fourth down, but this time inside of Bronco territory deep in the red zone.
Fourth down and a couple. Scott City 1 of 3 on fourth down tonight. This will be the 10th, make that 11th play of the drive. Man in motion, and it'll be a handoff right side to Sawyer Stevens. Has the first down, or very close to it, right at the 14-yard line. It looks like he's right on the numbers, and they say first and 10, Beavers.
Big play that time by the senior Sawyer Stevens, who punched it in. First and goal for Scott City. And then on the very next play, the Beavers would add one more score.
14th play of the drive for Scott City coming up here. They have goal to go to 3. They've taken almost 7 minutes off this clock. I formation, this is a turn to give to Thomas. Dives his way left side, dives forward. Touchdown, Scott City. Jace Thomas with a dive from 3 yards out, and it's 18-0. Beavers, 5:09 to go, third quarter.
Jace Thomas would dive in for the touchdown from 3 yards out there with 5:09 to go in the third quarter. Push Scott City's lead to 18-0. And then Harrison King would run the quarterback sweep right side for the two-point conversion to cap off a 14-play, 62-yard drive in 6 minutes and 51 seconds. Scott City would lead 20-0 with 5:09 remaining in period 3. Russell's first series of the third quarter, they went 3 plays and out. In fact, they did not gain any yardage there. They started their own 25. They would punt it back to Scott City. The Beavers would get the ball thrown 38-yard line, but they would move the ball down the field pretty nicely, and including this one play on a pair of seniors connecting yet once again on Friday night.
45-yard line for the Beavers. As we get down to 3 minutes here in this third quarter, Triangle will be split wide left, a two-wing set up tight end left side. Jace Thomas in motion. Play fake for King on first down. Looking for the ball for Trango. He will leap up and make the grab, and it'll be tackled at the Russell 31-yard line. A 24-yard pitch and catch. Third reception for Trango tonight, and a Beaver first down.
Scott City would get another drive into the 30-yard line of Russell, but would commit their first turnover of the night on fourth down late in the third quarter.
Scott City was 58% coming into the game tonight. They're 50% tonight. This is at the Russell 25, leading 20-0 here. Minute to go, third quarter. Shotgun set up with two wings. King will take a low snap this time as a flag comes out. Pass is all picked off. And here comes Braden Strobel. 40, 45, midfield. 45, 40, and out of bounds. But we do have a flag on the far side of the field as it's taken to the 36-yard line.
The first turnover of the night for the Beavers would set up Russell in Scott City territory at the 36-yard line with under a minute to go in the third quarter. So we'll pick up with that in our next segment as Scott City takes a 20-0 lead over the Russell Broncos going into the fourth quarter. We'll come back in our final segment with the fourth quarter here on WesternKansasNews.com.